Radio. WMFO. Medford.
This is a total bloody disaster. All my knights have fled, and we're lost in a dark and very expensive forest.
Well, it could be worse.
Well, how could it possibly be worse?
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. You give it a try. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go.
Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Excuse me, is that a shrubbery?
Oh, yes, I'm throwing it out. The cat won't leave it alone.
Well, what a stroke of luck. I'll take it off your hands. Pay the lady, Patsy.
Always look on the bright side.
My fortune was sad. I once went to to courting a true sailor lad. I courted him dearly by night and by day, but now for a sailor he's gone far away. If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing. I'd follow that vessel my true love sails in, and on the top rigging I'd there build my nest and lay there all night on his lily white breast. My love's tall and handsome in every degree, his parents despise him because he him and say what they may, with breath in my body I'll love him always. If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing. I'd follow that vessel my true love sails in, and on the top rigging I'd bear at Bonnybrook Fair and buy me blue ribbons to tie in my hair. And if I should meet him, I'd crown him with joy and kiss the sweet lips of my true sailor.
Could handle my pen, just one private letter to him I would send. I'd write and I'd tell him of my grief and woe, and follow the ocean to him I would go.
Great song there from the Askew Sisters, a folk duo from the UK, with a track from their album Through the Lonesome Woods. That was If I Was a Blackbird. And now we're going to go for a little bit of a space theme for the next few songs, starting with the classic Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Two, two, two. said no tearing girl could trust the Martian rains, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go, and I was so romantic that I couldn't say no, that he was just a servo robot, how was I to know? So I did, I did, I did.
Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And workers have struck for fame. 'Cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on.
Another one of those fantastic endings there. That was, of course, David Bowie with Life on Mars. And before that, you heard another space-themed song with the Imagine Village, a British world music band, with a track called Space Girl from their album Empire and Love. And before that, of course, you heard Elton John with Rocket Man. That was our little three-set song of spacey-themed things. Now we're going to go a bit more up to date with our adventure through British music, and we're going to have a little bit of Adele with Rolling in the Deep.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Yeah.
The absolutely brilliant sounds there of Adele. And now we're going to move a little bit differently. And we're going to head to a legend in the UK, the wonderful Humphrey Lyttelton. Now, Humphrey Lyttelton, right through the 50s, right until the 2000s, was famed for his jazz trumpet playing, but also for his comedy, particularly as host of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue on BBC Radio 4. And actually so much so that many people of my generation, the 30-somethings, late 20s, early 30-somethings, we only knew him as host of this show without realising he was an incredible trumpeter and hugely influential on the British jazz scene. So I thought I'd give you some of his music now. Here's Humphrey Lyttelton with a track of his he wrote himself along with his band called The Bad Penny Blues.
Thank you. have kippers for breakfast like me. The food that I eat smells disgusting. They'd rather drink coffee than tea. It's true that their kids are respectful. They gave me their seat on the bus, but it's just that there's so many of them that I fear what'll become of us. I'm not racist, all I want is to make things how they used to be. But change is strange, and nobody's listening to me. I cheered when our side won the Cold War, spread freedom and peace all around. Now there's folks speaking Russian in Tesco's. It's a shame the wall had to come down. I know some are fleeing from war zones to keep their young children from harm, but my parents stayed put through the Blitz years, and me, I was sent to a farm. Yeah, the sun shines, but sometimes I don't feel like this is my country. But to say so, oh no, I never get no sympathy. Once we ruled over an empire, so it feels like some kind of defeat to comply with rules drawn up by strangers and measure in meters, not feet. We don't want to go, but by jingo, we can't be in charge, then we must. But don't be offended, dear neighbor. It's not you, this is all about us. But it's yes, it's alright, gonna be alright. It's a full English Brexit for me.
But now that your lips are burning, so bright. Venus is shining on me, and I'm beginning to see the light.
Wow, that was brilliant. That was the legend that is Cleo Lane from the UK there. What an ending note. That was where singing almost bridges onto screaming, but not quite. Musical screaming there from Cleo Lane. And before that, you heard Billy Bragg with a very topical song, Full English Brexit, and particularly topical after the dark news of British politics today, which is part of the reason I'm playing you some of my favourite music from the UK to remind us of how thriving the music and art scene is in the UK. Right, we'll be back with some more music straight after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
we go. That was The Fairest Isle by Henry Purcell. And I absolutely just, I love the sounds of that. The harmonies, the singing, it's just beautiful. And beautiful imagery in that song as well. And of course, that was from the opera King Arthur. And that was music by Henry Purcell. Just beautiful stuff. I love it. And now, to quote Monty Python, it's time for something completely different. There we go. The joys of some technology is it plays things you don't want to. Now, to quote Monty Python as if nothing happened, here is time for something completely different.
Isn't gold. didn't understand why they fight all the wars on their TV shows. Wars that ended 70 years ago. Gonna close the borders, it's a magic spell. And all the dirty jobs gonna do themselves. It's my country too.
And I want it back.
And I want it back.
And I want it back.
It's my country too.
And I want it back.
And I want it back. Not like this. We don't blame souls that good luck missed. Like being out of work deserves our times. Being sick's a trick, being poor's a crime. We don't deal with rape by putting women down. We don't guard our land by letting children drown. It's my country too.
Back.
There we go. That was Victoria by the Kinks, live in session at the BBC. Before that, you heard the Oyster Band with My Country 2. And before that, you heard The Specials with Vote For Me. Well, that's my time here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Do stay tuned for Time Travel with Chris Earle. But as I started the show 2 hours ago with Queen, I thought I'd better finish it with Queen too, with a classic, Bohemian Rhapsody. See you later, my darlings.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo
Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah.